originally, Shahid was here just to play 2020 cricket, but showed an interest in playing the longer form of one-day cricket, the 50-over competition, and it just made sense. As soon as he showed an interest in that, we put our heads together and made sure it happened.
Obviously, as you say, bodies have been thin on the ground, but the way a few... I mean, it was a tough week last week in terms of the schedule as well as everything else, wasn't it? And the games came thick and fast. You've just been lack of a bit of experience as well?
Yeah, there is that. I think, you know, Wafridi does bring an awful lot of class as well as experience. And a player of his quality will obviously enhance any team. So for us to not to use him while he's here with us didn't make sense. And, you know, once we agreed that how it would work and he showed that interest, it was a no-brainer for us. We put him in the team and hopefully he can make a difference in a competition that's at its early stages. And we've won one and lost one. So a couple of wins puts us in a good position. So an important week for us.
Yeah, he's in the squad for these next two games. Is it a bit of a wait and see in terms of who's fit and things as to how much of a part he plays, or do you see him playing most of the rest of the comp while he's around?
Yeah, while he's around, you expect him to play. But again, we have had to shuffle the pack a little bit this year because of all the injuries. And to have a player of Shahid's experience around will obviously help. And he's an all-rounder, which helps too, because he offers with the bat and with the ball. So I'd expect to see him playing the majority of these games, if not all of them.
How good has he been for the young players, that, you know, the likes of Ryan Stevenson and Brad Weale and people like that, Lewis McManus, who've come into the team? How good has it been for them to have a player of his class around?
Yeah, it's great for them. You know, they've rubbed shoulders with one of the greats in the shorter form of the game. So it's always been fantastic to have him around. He's got a lot of energy. He's great for the team. He talks to the youngsters and fits in very well. So they'll be sort of sucking all of that in, if you like, being around him, and they'll be watching the way he goes about things. This can only be a positive for those young players.
Another name in the squad that was interesting was James Tomlinson, who didn't feature, of course, in the comp all of last season. He did play pretty much a full campaign, didn't he, in 2014. Again, is that a needs-must situation with Tomo?
Yes, it is. He's here as backup, so he won't play in the 11 unless we have an injury. And it's always good to have someone in reserve like Tomo, who's got the experience. But the other part to this is we've got a second 11 game going on, and we want young players playing in that where possible, rather than sitting on the sidelines with the first team, rather than out there proving what they can do in a game.
Now, I know Carbs has had his issue with his hand injury. Gareth Bergh's not in this squad either. What's the latest situation with both of those two?
Yeah, so Berg is playing in the second 11 to get ready for four-day cricket. Obviously, fantastic for us last year in four-day cricket, and was player of the season. He is coming back from injury now, and with the game against Somerset looming, it's important that we get his workloads up and he gets ready for that. Now, that's a priority. And Carbs is missing out these two 50-over games. We're hopeful he'll be back for the game against Sussex at the Aegeus Bowl. Very important game for us, obviously, with our T20 campaign. As it stands, you know, we need a win. He's a key player, has been a key player, but with Vince coming back from England and Carbs hopefully returning from a hand injury, we'll be nearer to full strength, certainly with the bat at least.
And just a word on Gloucestershire as well. They're obviously the defending champs in the 50-over comp. First and foremost, you've got them tomorrow, but they've lost all three. So, again, with quite a few of the players who actually won it for them last year.
Yeah, and it can happen, can't it? You see a lot of good quality sides in the groups, both 2020 and 50 over. So anyone can beat anyone, and it's about putting consistent performances together. They'll obviously be looking to turn it around tomorrow. They've got a very good side. They won it last year. Klinger's been an outstanding player for them over the years. So we've got to be at our best. And if we are, you know, we're hopeful that we'll get the right result, but certainly Gloucester won't be giving us anything.
I know you said post-Surrey that you felt you were way off in terms of a complete performance. There's been lots of component parts, haven't there? It's just rolling them all into performances consistently at the minute.
Yeah, it is. In every campaign, you're looking for a pattern of play that, you know, the team knows what part they have to play. So individuals all contributing. We haven't managed that yet. We've fits and starts, certain individual performances, but not as a team, and that's for us to get right. As a group, we're very aware of it. Players are aware of it, and hopefully it will come before too long.